Good morning, everybody. I have just a simple thing on my heart this morning before I pray. Obviously, I come before you like with humble heart. I want to make sure that what I say is really God speaking through me and not just something that I've read or regurgitated from somebody. But, you know, today, everybody's celebrating the resurrection worldwide. Just something that came upon my heart is this 1 Corinthians 15, where it talks about the whole purpose, the whole reason why we're here is because of the day that we're celebrating today, which we should celebrate all the time. But specifically, I just want to read just two verses and then say a prayer. This is talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and it says, starting in 13, if there's no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is in vain, and all your faith is also in vain. It comes down to more than just this moment in the Gospels talking about Jesus rising from the dead. I challenge you to look through the Bible and see all the pictures of Christ from the beginning to the very end when he actually came and he rose. I've been blessed to be able to go through Genesis and Exodus recently to have some study time, and you can look at Abraham, you can look at Jacob, Isaac, Joseph, all these pictures of Christ. And it's amazing that we're still 2,000 years later dissecting parts of the Bible and trying to learn more and more what they say in all these different layers. But there's obviously a repeating theme throughout the whole thing pointing to Christ. And it's just amazing that God was able to weave this whole narrative story and so perfectly lay it out. And if you look deeper and deeper, every layer you see more and more pointing to Jesus, and that's what the Bible is obviously all about, and that's what we're celebrating 2,000 years later. And better speakers than I have more eloquently, you know, said that, you know, everything hinges, like going into this verse of 1 Corinthians 15, everything hinges on Jesus rising from the dead. And it's amazing that if the Romans were successful, if Satan was successful in stamping out Jesus at that time and the followers and the early church, like, there's no reason that we would still be talking about this 2,000 years later. It just, I can't prove it like other people like Lee Strobel and others have done, but, you know, it's just amazing that 2,000 years later we're still talking about one single event, and that one single event was portrayed over and over again through the lives of those different patriarchs and people that we read about in these simple ways. But no one can do it as good as Jesus did. You know, Abraham did a part of it. He had faith. You know, Isaac and Jacob and Joseph did little parts of it. They pointed towards the bigger picture. But only Jesus could fulfill all of the things that were spoken about. And I just think it's just amazing that we're still talking about it 2,000 years later, because we do believe that Christ rose. And it's all been fulfilled. And there's still more that is yet to be seen. And just hopefully awaiting his return. So with that, I want to pray. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this beautiful Sunday with these believers. Lord, I pray for your revelation, Lord, through Brother Marty and others that speak, Lord, that we know more about you today than we did when we first arrived here just a few minutes ago. Lord, please, Lord, guide our hearts, guide our faith, grow our faith. Lord, we need you more than I feel like we ever have, Lord. It does seem like a dark time in our country and our world, Lord. And but we know that you overcame all things, and the battle's already been won, Lord Jesus. Please, Lord, just speak to our hearts and give us comfort in this time, Lord, as we look to you. Amen.